I'm Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
All right, Pat, we are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center. We noticed flame and an awful lot of smoke from one of the towers of the World Trade Center. We are just coming up on this scene. This is easily three quarters of the way up. We are, this has, whatever has occurred has just occurred within minutes. And we are trying to determine exactly what that is. But currently, we have a lot of smoke at the top of the towers of the World Trade Center. We will keep you posted.
Tom, we just saw that smoke go up at about the same time you did. It was like one huge puff.
That's exactly what we had seen. We had seen what we had turned around. Jeff, we were at the George Washington Bridge. We had seen a fireball, and I can tell you it appears as though something has gone into the World Trade Center. I'm looking at the north side of what I believe, well, what is the North Tower, so I would guess that's Tower number one. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is about three-quarters of the way up, maybe even three-fourths of the way up Tower one. There is smoke now billowing out of the top of the World Trade Center. I'm looking at what appears to be broken windows. I want to say that this is about 10 stories down from the top, maybe a little bit more than that. But there now appears to be smoke pouring out of the gash of the north side of the World Trade Center. My heavens, this has just happened within several minutes. We're going to try to get a little bit of additional detail about this. But currently, Lower Manhattan is, I would say, as of right now, going to be a big, big trouble spot, to say the least. The inbound side of the Lincoln, about a 30-minute delay. The Holland, about a 40-minute delay. Let's go back over to Craig Allen, Tom, WCBS. Yes,
go before ahead. We go to Craig, can we stay with you for a second?
Absolutely,
we're going to describe what we saw, because we have a distant view of the Trade Center from our studio here in Midtown Manhattan. What we saw was one giant plume of smoke. Not a very dark color smoke, but a light color smoke.
All right. What we had seen, we were at the George Washington Bridge beginning to make our way south. We saw what appeared to be literally a fireball at the top of the World Trade Center. I am just coming up now and looking at the north face of the World Trade Center. It appears, at least from this vantage point, that something has hit it. Something has gone into the World Trade Center. I do not have that confirmed in any way, shape, or form, but there is a gash across, I would want to say, about 10 stories down from the top of the World Trade Center.
All right, Tom.
Sort of from right to left and making its way down. Yes, Jeff.
Okay, we're going to interrupt you here. We've found an eyewitness who's going to talk to us about what they see. Smoke at this point is billowing from that top eighth, let's say, of the one tower.
And now we've seen what it's like from the air in the word pictures of Tom Kaminsky. What's it like on the ground here? We have an eyewitness who's called us, who is on the way to work, driving to the World Trade Center. Hello, sir? Yes, what are you seeing?
I see a gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center, almost to the top, not quite up there. All I wasn't looking at it as I was driving towards it. I just heard a huge explosion. It seemed like it blew out as opposed to something going into it. And I'm looking at it real close now. Obviously, I'm not going to get there, so I have to turn around somewhere here.
How far away are you right now?
I'm four blocks away looking right at it.
Can you see the smoke coming from that hole?
It's a huge hole. There are flames. There's smoke. There's smoke on the others. You know, it looks like the impact was on the northbound side or something blew out on the northbound side. But I see smoke coming out on the southbound and the westbound side also. And it's the northbound tower that this happened in.
The north tower is the one that's closer to Midtown.
Yes, that's right.
And where are you driving right now?
Well, I'm on West Street, so I'm looking right at it. I'm only two blocks away.
Yeah.
This is as far as I'm going to be able to go. I'm going to have to turn around somewhere.
All right.
WCBS
Thank
News
you
time.
For that.
8:52. Again, we're following as there is smoke coming from the World Trade Center, the top eighth of the North Tower. There's a gash apparently in the side of the building. And now WCBS News Time, 8:52. We have
breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
I believe if we can get in touch with him, we have a witness who saw what happened at the World Trade Center. M. David Levin, are you with us?
I am right here at the foot of the World Trade Center on the north side. Smoke is billowing out of the, I would say it's about 15 stories down from the top of the number two, I believe it is, World Trade Center. Flames are coming out also. This apparently was... a commuter plane that smashed into it with such force that the windows of the Pick a Bagel, in which I was just about to buy a bagel, smashed with a big bang. Everybody was very frightened, and it sounded like a fabulous explosion. And indeed, there is a great devastation up there.
What happened to the commuter plane? It looks from what we're seeing that it might have actually gone through one side of and out the other.
I can't see the south side of the building, but it could well have been. It hit with such force that the whole neighborhood really shook.
Well, Tom Kaminsky may have a better view for us, David. He's in Chopper 880. What are you seeing,
Pat,
now, Tom?
I think we can sort of confirm that, at least to some degree. We are now looking at flames shooting out of the north side of number one World Trade Center, but there are at least some windows blown out and smoke billowing out of the opposite side. We have not been able to get to the south side of the building yet. We're sort of staying right here. We have a very good vantage point, so we're staying here for the time being. However, there is smoke billowing out of both sides, really of all four sides, it would appear, of World Trade Center Tower number one. And as we've been saying, this is anywhere between 10 and 15 stories down from the top. Now, as you look at the World Trade Center, this is the building with the antenna on top of it. There is quite a bit of flame now coming out of the north face of that building, and only smoke. I don't see any flame coming out of the other approaches, but I talked to our pilot, Arthur Anderson, and he says he did see something go into that building. We were at the George Washington Bridge and beginning to make our way south. I looked up and saw a fireball, but Arthur Anderson, my pilot, says that he certainly did see something right at that building, about 10 to 15 stories up.
Tom, stay with us for a minute, will you? We want to talk to WCBS producer Kelly Edwards on the ground. Of course, you can see the fire. Where are you?
I'm just about 15 blocks north of the World Trade Center right now on 7th Avenue. Fire trucks are screaming down 7th Avenue trying to get to the fire. It looks like the fire is about 10 stories from the top of the building. Flames are shooting out. Smoke is pouring out. This gash goes from one side of the building practically all the way to the other. You can see thick black smoke pouring out of the front of the building, the north side. I can also see it coming out of the west side, and it's certainly coming off the entire top of the building right now. It's completely covered with smoke. You can barely see the top of the building. You can see flames shooting out of the east side of that gash. The gash seems to be getting bigger. I can now see flames coming out of the east and the west side of the gash. It seems like the windows are breaking as the fire moves down the building.
Well, we had heard earlier from one of the witnesses, M. David Levin, told us that the ground floor windows had been shaking, Kelly. Now, everybody we've been speaking with seems to have a vantage point of one side of the World Trade Center. We can tell you that at least two facades of the building have giant holes, at least two or three stories high in them. We don't know what's become of people inside or where that plane might have ended up. We're trying to find out the latest for you. Of course, we're very little in the way of details. Emergency crews are still on their way to the seen as of this point.
Stay with WCBS 880 because we are right on top of this for you with reporters on the way to the scene. Tom Kaminsky is overhead giving us the bird's eye view and, in fact, was the first to tell us about it and see it.
Tom's been hovering around. Let's go to him right now up in Chopper 880. Tom.
All right, Jeff, back here with you. And we're trying to gather some information as to what type of plane this might have been into this area. I could tell you as we are looking here at the north side, the north face of tower number one, the gash that is in the building runs from about 10 stories up to about 15 stories, going from right to left, going sloping to the left diagonally. Smoke is pouring out of that face, and now we have quite a bit of smoke and flame pouring out of the eastern side of tower number one, and that also about 10 to 15 stories up. So it is our guess that whatever went into tower number one went into it and stayed there. We have not seen any evidence of any other fire on the south side of the World Trade Center. Tower number two, at least from our vantage point, appears to be unaffected. This appears to be entirely in tower number one. But the impact point is almost certainly on the north side of tower number one, about 15 stories up. We're just getting a look at the street. The traffic on West Street at this point is just beginning to come to a stop. That hasn't really happened yet. We are seeing some police and emergency crews beginning to make their way down West Street. Certainly this area is going to be not the place to be. I would want to say from about the area of Canal Street on down, at the very least, you really need to try and avoid driving in this area. And at this point, Jeff, that is all we have. We are still looking at smoke billowing out of tower number one.
All right. Tom Kaminsky will come back to us, and we have reporters Peter Haskell, Mary Gay Taylor on the way to the scene. Our producer Kelly Edwards on the ground not far has given us a good view from the ground, and Tom Kaminsky will continue to give us a bird's eye view, and that's why you want to stay with us on WCBS 880. We've got you covered.
WCBS News Time 8:59. Let's give you a recap of what's transpired. We first saw this huge plume of smoke wafting up from the World Trade Center about, I'd say, 12 minutes ago, about 9:15. After that, thick black smoke began billowing from gashes in at least two sides of the building. Windows have been shattering. Some people, eyewitnesses we've spoke to on the air here at WCBSA in those top 10 or 15 floors of the North Tower, there was such an explosion that it made windows shake and break on the ground 100 stories below.
Joining us now on the line is an eyewitness who is in the Empire State Building. Bob Bradley, what do you see?
I saw this plane. It didn't look like it was out of control at all. It was a medium-sized body plane with engines on both sides just fly right into the building. I thought at first it was a shadow that was going to swoop over top of the building like we've seen in the past just sitting here in our office, but this plane headed directly for the building. And note, it didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. It didn't swerve at all. It just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray, black color in nature on the plane.
It seemed as though it just flew right into the building without...
Like he wanted to fly into the building.
He wasn't trying to avoid the building.
No. This guy swooped directly into the building.
All right. That's what it looked like from one vantage point.
That's from the Empire State Building. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Okay, well, also to speak with us now, people are checking in from all over, from the Village Penthouse. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but we'll find out. Carl Tendler is joining us. Where are you located?
I'm near Washington Square Park. I live in a penthouse which faces directly the two World Trade Center building.
Were you looking outside when this happened?
I heard noise overhead, and I got up to see what it was. It was a low-flying aircraft. It was about 150, 200 feet off my penthouse. He was flying straight ahead, and he pulled up a little bit and went into the, just hit the side of the World Trade Center. There was a huge flash. The aircraft looked like he was a DC-3. He was aluminum, no markings, aluminum, and he just flew right into the building. I still can't believe it.
All right, thank you very much. That's what you saw from north, right? That is
north of the Trade Center.
In Washington Square.
All right, so we're hearing a couple of witnesses who said they saw a plane fly right into the building. Tom Kaminsky in Chopper 880 back with us again.
And we are getting a look at the south side of the building, and certainly there is now that we can see severe damage even to the south side of this building, which is now beginning to make me question which angle this aircraft approached from. Most of the smoke is billowing up now to the south side of tower number one, so it's a little bit difficult to determine exactly the impact point. I can tell you that whatever internal sprinkler system there is at the World Trade Center has certainly been activated, because the smoke that we could see at the impact point is still very dark, but the smoke toward the top 10 to 15 floors of tower number one, that smoke is now white, and a lot of windows have been blown out on all four sides from about 15 to 20 stories up on tower number one. But certainly that smoke is now white in nature. So there are fire crews just screaming into this area from every conceivable direction. We're looking at crews flying down West Street currently into this area. We've noticed some coming across Canal Street, and just this entire area of Lower Manhattan is absolutely going to need to be avoided. For how long, there is absolutely no way to tell. Now, we've gotten a look at least three sides of tower number one, and that is the only building
It's exploding right now, Tommy. We're seeing...
Apparently, that was another plane. We have a witness who we just spoke to a moment ago. We're hearing from Carl Tendler, who was at the Village Apartments in Washington Square. We're trying to bring him on the air.
All right,
that
Carl?
Was a second plane that just blew?
Building number one.
It's been another one, Carl.
Yes, he hit in building number one.
The other building.
Yes, he flew right into it.
Describe exactly what you just saw,
yes,
please.
Yes, I saw this jet coming towards the building. He was low. He was about halfway up. And he flew into, it looked like the south side, south east corner of the building. So building number two is now burning.
So that's now either one plane or two planes flying into each building.
With one aircraft that just hit the south corner. It looked like a twin-engine jet.
That is about what was described, what you described earlier, wasn't it? You who told us.
No, the first one was a DC-3 that hit the first building.
Okay, we're seeing, like, it looks like some kind of sick confetti parade. There is debris flying out of that south tower.
We saw a burst of flames a moment ago just before
that
we talked
to
you.
That was the aircraft that just hit building number one.
Okay, we're going
right.
to go back
Thank
to Tom
you,
Kaminsky
Carl.
And Chopper 880. It's been about... Okay, it's
Both
been about
buildings.
20 minutes since the first explosion, the first plane
we
flew
have,
into the North Tower.
Jeff,
Tom.
We have gone to the north side of the World Trade Center, so we were shielded from that. But just moments prior to that, we were getting a look at Tower Number 1. That was unaffected. But as we were looking back, we did see a second explosion of some type in Tower Number 1. So both of the towers of the World Trade Center are now affected. This has... This second explosion has just happened. We're still looking at debris still raining down. And now from Tower Number 2, correction there, the second explosion just happened at Tower Number 2. This is in the general area of where the first one was, but a bit farther down. I want to say maybe about 20 to possibly 25 stories down. And this would be on the northeast corner from what we can see of Tower Number 1. So we now have both of the towers of the World Trade Center at this point in flames.
And you know there are some transmitters, of course, on top of one of those buildings, and that is affecting some of our broadcast friends
right now. Some of the TV stations are off the air at this point, so we will try to describe what we have for you. Tom Kaminsky, just have to ask, do you have fuel enough to hang with this for a while?
We are actually going to refuel and be back with you. In fact, plan is that we're going to do that right now so we can come back with you.
Again,
all right, thanks.
Let's recap.
Tom Kaminsky, it's 9:05 on WCBS New York, and we are covering for you a couple of explosions. Planes have crashed into each of the towers of the World Trade Center just within the last few minutes.
I'll tell you what happened, what we saw. We were watching a television monitor. We were watching the smoke, the thick black smoke coming from the gaping holes in the North Tower. Tom Kaminsky was on the air a few moments ago live, and suddenly the TVs went blank for a moment. They came back on with the pictures from the World Trade Center, and there was a second explosion into the other tower. A little bit lower, let's guess, 20 stories below the explosion point on the first tower. And again, people have seen two planes, one hitting each tower 20 minutes apart.
And I think another, we've had a lot of eyewitnesses calling us in who were able to see what happened. In fact, one of our listeners who called us at two different times, who said he saw each building get hit separately by two separate planes. Apparently, the first plane was a DC-3. The second plane is being described as a twin-engine plane that went into the second building just a few minutes later. People have been telling us that they don't believe that the plane had been trying to avoid the building. It almost looked as though it had intended to fly right into it.
All right, Tom Kaminsky still with us. He has to refuel, but let's go up to Chopper 880.
What's happening now, Jeff, is that we've had all aircraft operations in and around this area of Lower Manhattan suspended entirely. LaGuardia Airport has said there are two confirmed aircraft into the World Trade Center, and they want no one at all in this area. They are, in effect, if you can possibly picture this, cordoning off the entire area around the World Trade Center and around Manhattan from at least Midtown on south. So we will be looking at this from a far distance and describing from what we could see, at least from the opposite side of the Hudson River. We don't know what sort of restrictions will be placed upon any aircraft in addition to this, but LaGuardia Airport confirming two aircraft into the World Trade Center, one into each tower. So they have requested that all aircraft leave the area immediately. So we are complying with that.
Thank you, Tom Kaminsky. We appreciate everything you've done so far. We hope you'll be back with us shortly after catching a drink for the helicopter. One thing we have yet to discuss is the people inside the World Trade Center.
The business day had started. Plenty of people were likely in their offices when all this happened at about... A quarter of nine or so
as people are coming in the elevators. Roughly 50,000 people, as we know, work at the World Trade Center complex. More than just the two buildings, there are many that are low rises beneath. But in those two towers, there are a tremendous number of people, and there are gaping holes and flames flying from some of the upper floors. We wish you could we could tell you exactly what was going on inside. We don't know if this is ominous or not. Certainly communications would be cut at a time like this. The transmitters atop the building have shut off some of the TV stations here in New York City. The question is, there, with no communication from inside the building, what has happened to the people on those upper floors? We haven't heard from any witnesses inside the World Trade Center.
Let's take a little listen now for a moment to CBS 2, which
is back on the
air. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's hard to fathom another accident.
It's indescribable as to why any of this has happened. We can't put words in the FAA's mouth or any flight tower information, but you're seeing what we're seeing, and on a what seemingly is a relatively clear New York day, two plane impacts. One you just witnessed there, saw on tape a moment ago, explosions just 18 minutes apart.
Oh.
The first one before 9, the second one...
Is this our Chopper 2 picture?
Not long after 9. This is a... I believe picture from Chopper 2. Jim Smith, are you up there?
Yes, we are, Michael and Lisa. We have been forced to stay about 5 miles away from the World Trade Center.
Okay, that's News 2, who is also covering this story along with us.
Yeah, their chopper, same story as Tom Kaminsky. They're being told to get away from the site on the ground. People being told not to go into the area of Lower Manhattan around the World Trade Center while emergency teams try to get inside.
And eyewitnesses continue to call into our newsroom, among them Ron Klein, who is a window washer. You were on Broadway and 18th when you saw what happened?
That's correct. I noticed the plane passing over lower than I had seen any type of plane previously pass. It didn't seem to be under power, and it was on a downward angle. The pilot did the same attempt by the dipping of the wings from side to side to make maneuvers as it went out of sight. The next thing that happened was the plume of smoke. I didn't really actually hear an impact, but the plane, I was concerned that the plane wasn't going to make it to where it had intended to go.
Sadly, we have to ask, are you talking about the first plane or the second plane 20 minutes later?
I'm talking about the plane that happened shortly before 9 o'clock. I don't know anything about a second plane.
Yeah, that was the first one. They happened 18 minutes apart, and they each hit a different tower of the World Trade Center. We have no word of casualties yet, but we did have one eyewitness who called us who said that he was at a bagel shop on the ground nearby, and that he could feel the different buildings shaking all around the neighborhood. We continue to get calls in from eyewitnesses, and we have another one on the line with us right now.
I believe if we can bring him on the air. Russell, you're in Soho?
Yes, Soho.
And what was your vantage point when the tower had the explosion?
Well, we have an enormous, beautiful view of both the towers from the window on our deck at the on our cafeteria upstairs. And I hear this jet plane go over, and I think, well, that's kind of low. And I look out the window. I was by myself, of course. And here's this enormous, looks like a DC-9. It was a twin-engine jet. And it flew directly toward the, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, what the heck? And he dipped his wing, and then he flew directly into the building. It was an enormous explosion of fire. And, of course, I let out a big expletive because I couldn't believe it. It was like watching a movie. It was incredible.
That was heard just about everywhere where people were looking up this morning. Which one are you talking about, the first or the second?
I didn't know about the second one because I came down here, and I said, I better call somebody and let them know what kind of airplane that was.
Yeah. That was at about quarter of nine this morning. About 18 minutes later, the second one happened in the other building. And in both cases, all the eyewitnesses who've called have told us that it looked as though it were intentional. Nobody was trying to miss the buildings.
Well, that guy, he just dipped the wing slightly, but he didn't look like he was veering off. And it went right directly into the building. And it was like... like one of those movies. You can't believe it could happen.
Oh, but it did. Russell,
a disaster movie.
Do you know your airplanes? We had heard earlier somebody guessing that it was a DC-3. You said a DC-9?
I see DC-9. It's a two-engine jet, large jet, not a small corporate jet. So it was a pretty good-sized plane. And, well, if you look at the side of the building, you'll see there's a gash that goes almost from end to end, so it's almost a block wide, that building.
It looks almost as if, like, the World Trade Center had kind of had a scissor run through it, or somebody just, like, hit it with
exactly.
a hammer.
Well, the plane, the enormous plane just disappeared into the building.
It's a huge building, and it has this gash in it as though it were just a paper cutout.
That's right, and that's where the plane went in.
All right, thanks a lot for your help and what you've seen. WCBS News Time.
All right, now we have more information to give you.
Breaking. WCBS 880, right here, right now.
The FBI is now investigating reports of a plane hijacking before these crashes we're telling you about at the World Trade Center towers this morning. That is the very latest situation we have, that perhaps one or both of these planes had been hijacked.
That report is singular, reports of a plane hijacking. Again, two planes involved in two crashes into either tower of the World Trade Center at about 10 to 9 and 5 after 9 this morning.
Another eyewitness is just called in. Susan Romo, you're in Battery Park City, and you saw one of them crash?
Yes, I saw the second plane crash right into the second tower.
And this was just about 15 minutes ago or so.
Yeah, I was looking at the first explosion from the top of my roof of where I live, and it was almost like I saw a replay of what had just happened on the first tower. The plane looked like a 737. It looked much bigger than the other one, and it just went right into the second tower and completely disappeared. I can see right now there's no debris, no plane debris at all. It just all was swallowed up by the tower. It's amazing. And I can start seeing flames coming from the second tower now, but not as much as in the first one. The first one is just, you could just see so much. You can see like two or three floors completely in flames.
Flames are now flying out of the south tower. The smoke thick and black from both buildings at this moment. Here in Midtown Manhattan, we're insulated from the sound that would have come from any explosion. What we saw with the first explosion was a huge quick plume of light-colored smoke. We were thinking maybe it's some smokestack or perhaps a building demolition project, something like that, down in Lower Manhattan.
And then before we knew it, we were talking to Tom Kaminsky, and he was telling us what it was that we actually were seeing.
That something had apparently hit the World Trade Center or some type of explosion. We now know, of course, that there were planes hitting either tower, 20 minutes apart. The smoke has blackened over time as the flames have taken over inside the building, billowing out of the huge gashes on the side of the building in the, I'm going to guess, the top 20 or 30 floors. And again, we should stress that what we're hearing is eyewitness reports because we have not heard anything from city emergency officials at this point. They're obviously still trying to assess the situation less than a half an hour after the first explosion.
To recap, once again, at 9:15 here on WCBS, sometime at about 8:45 or so, we noticed the smoke coming out of the building, and that is about when the first plane went in. We are still getting calls from eyewitnesses who are telling us whether they saw the first plane go in or 18 minutes later the second plane go in. There is some discrepancy about exactly what kind of a plane it was each time. One description we just got was that it looked as though the tower actually swallowed the plane. There didn't seem to be any debris from the plane anywhere. It was simply swallowed up by the building, it appeared to this one eyewitness. Everyone's telling us it looked quite intentional. It didn't look like anyone was trying to swerve to avoid one of the buildings. And now we're getting word, of course, about the FBI investigating reports that there had been a plane hijacking before these crashes this morning.
That's all we know about a possible hijacking, not where any flight might have originated, where it was going to. And we stress that according to all the eyewitnesses we've spoken to who saw the actual impact of these planes, they're not talking about the small Cessnas. You know, if you have dinner at Windows on the World and look down, you actually see those little planes over the Hudson River flying beneath the high perch in which you're having your dinner. This is nothing like that. This is a plane up above that barreled down into the building the first time, and apparently the second time, if our eyewitnesses are to be believed.
Another eyewitness who's a pilot might shed some more light for us. Sheldon Edelman, you saw the first plane start to look a little bit strange before it crashed?
Yes, the plane flew over at about Patton altitude over the Washington Square Park area, heading south. It then banked and made a sharp right turn to go westbound, and then I lost track of it. I got the appearance that this, whoever was flying it, was deliberately changing course for a particular direction, and he was flying extremely low, no higher than Patton altitude.
Tell us what Patton altitude is. I don't mean to interrupt, but what is Patton altitude mean?
About 1,000 feet over the ground level, over sea level. At that location.
All right, so he was at about that height when he
was very low, considering, and it was a commercial liner. This was not a corporate jet with the engines in the back. It had two engines, one on each wing. It seemed to be the size.